remember him laughing at his own performance halfway through a song.
I mean, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you? And at the age of 52, you've got to start, you know,
on a keyboard like this.
Would you like to do it again for us?
Yes, I mean, I would. You ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It starts well,
doesn't it?
And I'll give you that.
Something happens towards the end.
Something does go wrong.
That's what I like.
So to win tickets to see the Brilliant Maccabees live, what song was Dom playing? Was it A, Marks to Prove It, or was it B, Toothpaste Kisses? Was it A, Marks to Prove It, or B, Toothpaste Kisses? Text the word WIN, followed by your answer to 83936. That is WIN and either A or B to 83936. You've got the link to the next track, which is Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine. After that, we're going to close the lines and select a correct answer at random from all the entries to win. Text will cost your standard network rate. You've got to be 18 or over and in the UK to enter. All the T's and C's are at radiox.co.uk.
Win with Radio X.
Yes, so pleased that the Maccabees are back together and doing live shows. You could see them in August as a VIP. Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
You're more than welcome, Toves.
Right, get your answers in. We'll call you back after Linkin Park.
Your blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance, just like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
Emptiness Machine on Radio X. If you entered to win tickets to see the Maccabees, the lines are now closed. Okay, best of luck. Keep an eye on your phone. You might just be getting a call back in a sec, and then you could be off to see the Maccabees this summer. Producer Big Si, shall I go to the ads or shall I play Ocean Colour Scene? We're going to play Ocean Colour Scene. Okay.
never saw it as the start. It's more a change of heart. Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot, blowing up the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a troubadour, while in just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. But you and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll another, write another song like Jimmy heard the day on the train. Another rum and coke, told a dirty joke. Walking like Groucho, sucking on the number 10. Rolling on the floor with the cigarette buns walled in. I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping through the door with a night of star wine just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day. Coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll a number, write another song that Jimmy heard the day he caught the train. Just waiting through tomorrow. And you and I, when we're coming down, we're only getting back. And you know I feel no sorrow.
As you kind of seen, the day we caught the train. So yeah, in a bit we are going to call back the winner of this morning's competition to win Maccabees tickets. But thank you very much, Dominic Byrne, for your performance on the keyboard.
You're more than welcome. Probably gone down a storm, that one, has it?
Would you like to hear the reviews?
Sure.
Thanks for narrowing it down to two songs, Toby, because that literally could have been any song in the world.
Thank you, Johnny.
Now, John, on the other hand, more complimentary.
Okay.
Johnny, not happy.
No.
John says, that's not Dom, that's just the isolated keyboard track from the recording studio.
Yes, John. I like that.
Again, Emma, pretty nice. Best one yet, Dom. I almost recognise it.
Oh, do you know what? I take that. Absolutely take that.
Jake in East Sussex. It's funny you mentioned him earlier because Dom's performances actually remind me of a young Elton John if he used his face instead of his hands.
Right, but everyone's a critic, aren't they?
Yeah. But in this case, it feels like pretty much everyone's a critic. Yeah.
Radio X. With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
The countdown to summer is on. But how would you spend it if you won £10,000? A tropical holiday? A luxury cruise? A garden glow-up? With £10,000, you could get summer ready in no time. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Winplus. Great prizes. Real winners. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply.
A Minecraft movie has arrived in McDonald's Happy Meal. Help your little ones build their own adventure. Explore the overworld and meet exciting new friends. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until 6th of May from 11 a.m. includes one pre-selected book or toy. While stocks last, fair ordering policy applies. See mcdonalds.co.uk/happymeal.
car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Don't miss up to 50% in Dunelm's Easter event with cracking discounts on thousands of products from curtains to bedding, mattresses and beds, dining furniture, paint and so much more. But hurry, Dunelm's Easter event ends Monday. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm, the home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Andor returns for season 2 on Disney Plus.
I came with you to be part of something.
Now streaming.
The Empire cannot win.
Resistance is absurd.
We must stand together, or we will be crushed.
You're right here, and you're ready to fight.
Andor season 2.
Welcome to the Rebellion.
Now streaming only on Disney Plus. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our spring sale, you can get a Neff dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy 5 or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 7th of May. 1 per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
You're listening to The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
Radio X.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done.
Foo Fighters All My Life. Right, let's do this. Win with Radio X. Yeah, all week we are giving away tickets to brilliant gigs across the UK. And this morning, and I'm very jealous whoever wins this, you're going to get VIP garden tickets to the Maccabees at All Points East this August. Going to be brilliant. So pleased these boys are back. So earlier on, Dominic Byrne played you a well-known track by the Maccabees on a child's keyboard. Dom, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. This is how it sounded.
And you are welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pretty tuneful, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
In hindsight.
In a way.
Yeah.
This is how it was supposed to sound, and you know, blink and you'll miss it. There's just a couple of differences. Uncanny.
I actually can't tell the difference between those two.
So, you had to guess that track. It was, of course, because he played it so beautifully, it was, of course, Marks to Prove It. So if you text in A, Marks to Prove It, then you've got a chance of winning these tickets. Well done if you got it right. No, really, well done if you got it right. But there can only be one winner, and the winner, and off to see the Maccabees at All Points East in August as a VIP is Chris on line three. Are you there, mate?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, I am here.
Well just done, Chris, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, just as nuts.
Oh, I'm pleased, man. Brilliant. I'm so pleased for you. Producer Harry told me that you just got out the shower.
Literally just got out the shower, yeah. I'm now dressed, so I managed to get dressed and ready to go, so I wasn't naked while speaking to you.
That's good.
Oh, that's a shame. Can you take some stuff off? whereabouts are you, mate?
I'm on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, beautiful.
Country, beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
I've never been, and it's meant to be absolutely stunning.
You've never been?
Never been to the Isle of Wight. It's meant to be lovely.
Are you in the it's posh bit or the rough bit, Chris?
I'm in the posh bit.
Oh, very
I'm now
nice.
Going to get a load of Isle of Wighters telling me that I'm not in the posh bit, but I don't care.
Whereabouts in the Isle of Wight are you?
I'm in Cowes.
Oh, that is the posh bit.
That is the posh
That's
bit.
That's the posh bit. Yeah, yeah, I'll back you up, Chris. I'll back you up, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're off to see the Maccabees at All Points East this August. That's so cool. Any idea who you're going to take with you?
Probably my wife. If I don't, we'll probably have to sign the divorce papers.
Yeah. Right.
But it's my birthday as well, the same day. So that's the reason why I entered, because it was my birthday.
Oh.
That's great. What a lovely birthday present.
Good is that. So we've had
absolutely.
We've had two winners that work with children yesterday and the day before, and now we've got a birthday boy as well. What do you do for a living, if you don't mind me ask, Chris?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, come on!
So
I'm
good.
Ticking all the boxes. Ticking all the boxes. And I'm a Liverpool fan.
We should be best friends, Chris.
Hallelujah.
Oh, mate.
Yes, please.
Well, mate, congratulations. Enjoy the gig in August. Happy birthday for that day as well.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, you've won VIP tickets to the Maccabees and you're going to win the league this week. That's not bad.
Oh, no, exactly. That's what dreams are made of.
Did you recognise my version of the song instantly, Chris?
Do you know what, Dom? I didn't even need the options from Toby. I'll get it straight away.
There he is.
Thank you.
You don't need to suck up anymore, Chris. You've already won the tickets.
Oh, damn it. I thought that's what I needed to do to get the extra thing.
He's my favourite caller we've ever had.
Oh, Chris, mate, I hope you have a brilliant day. You're off to work now, yeah?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Lovely.
All giddy.
Lovely. We can tell the kids that you've had an eventful morning.
Brilliant. Will I be the cool teacher? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that's down to you, really, Chris.
That's down to you, yeah.
Well, definitely not, then.
Oh, mate, pleasure to chat to you. I'm so pleased you won these tickets, and enjoy the gig and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Toby.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, you're more than welcome, and thank you for saying my keyboard playing wasn't rubbish, because everyone else in the studio said it was. Thank you very much.
Keep the music alive, Dom.
Yeah,
keep
the music alive. When the music's in, you've got to get it out.
Absolutely. With Radio X.
Oh, well done, Chris. We like that. And look at this. This show isn't just thrown together.
Oh, this is great. Should we submit this last 5 minutes for a tape?
We should.
An entry somewhere.
Yeah, if you're listening, Sony Awards.
Yeah.
The problem is, all that the last 5 minutes has proven is that the show's much better when Chris is on it.
That's true.
But it's just me and Dom.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not brilliant.
Caller Chris really elevates me. That's true. Well done, Chris. More tickets tomorrow as well to Coldplay, which is going to be very popular. So yeah, best of luck. If you missed out this morning, Coldplay tickets tomorrow from 6:30. Right now, though, for Chris, who is a teacher, appropriately, this is MGMT and Kids on Radio X. You were a child, crawling on your knees, started making mama so proud. But your voice is too loud. We like to watch you laughing. Insects off plants. No time to think of consequences. Control yourself. Take only what you need from it. A family of trees wanted to be haunted. Control yourself. Take only what you need from it.
This is the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X, the Toby Tarrant edition.
Clapton's Golden Scans. It is coming up to 8 o'clock. It's Thursday morning. It's Radio X. And what a legend Chris was.
Yeah, wasn't he?
We liked Chris.
Yeah.
Stop getting these nice winners. Get someone ungrateful, says one of the messages. It was a very beautiful moment as well, though. We obviously can't say his email address.
No.
But producer Harry had to take down his information after he had won.
Oh.
And he's got one of those email addresses that he's obviously not changed since he was about 14 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it was a uni nickname.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's stuck. I thought, it's impressive you've not changed this. You've gotten this far as a teacher.
He's a teacher, which means when he applied to be a teacher,
yes.
And how? What's the best way to contact you?
Well,
I can't give you too much information, but it involved the word pepperami. And I don't want to know why his nickname at university involved pepperami.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
At Pension B, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionb.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort. At travelodge.co.uk.
Vicky, you're taking flirting by the photocopier to first base. But oh no, lunchtime spicy chicken curry is making a very unexpected menage a trois. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint, always read the label.
Radio X. News update. Next.
It's not in my bag. In the car? Nope. Oh, what if I dropped it on the train?
If you've lost your card, you can freeze it till you find it with the Barclays app or order a new one in just a few taps. Whether it's lost, damaged or stolen, our app will put you right back in control so you can relax knowing your account is safe and secure.
Right then, better order a new card. Now, where did I leave my glasses?
Search Barclays app today. Barclays, make money work for you. You need to be 11 or over to use the app. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 8 o'clock, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the technology secretary has told Radio X a loophole in online safety rules around extremely violent video games will be closed. Ofcom have today announced tougher new rules, but they don't apply to those where there is no chat function. Peter Kyle is looking at it. So after our investigation, got a game promoting attacking women removed.
We will make sure that if there is harmful content, particularly of the kind of, you know, real violent activity which you've uncovered, you know, we want to make sure that that kind of activity is tackled by whichever regulator needs to do so.
In other news this morning, at least 9 people have been killed in a huge missile and drone attack on the Ukrainian capital.
Dozens of others were injured in Kyiv overnight, just hours after Donald Trump said a peace deal was very close. Scientists look to have found a way to stop people with severe peanut allergies having reactions. Researchers at King's College London built up how much peanut flour sufferers were exposed to over time, but they do warn it does need to be done with medical supervision. And the Lib Dems want to make it illegal to play loud music without headphones on public transport in England. They say the law should be changed to bring in penalties of up to £1,000.
Sport.
Liverpool becoming this season's Premier League champions will now have to wait until Sunday. They'll need just a draw against Spurs to lift the trophy. They would have taken the title last night if Arsenal had lost, but they managed a 2-2 draw with Crystal Palace. Palace boss Oliver Glasner says it was a perfect performance. That's ahead of their FA Cup semi-final against Aston Villa on Saturday.
We're looking forward to this game. It's a huge game for us. And of course, a draw and a performance like today, this can help us in the approach.
Rangers say they've had productive conversations with an American consortium looking to take over the club. The group's looking to take control, including the investment arm of the NFL side, the San Francisco 49ers. And Emma Raducanu is through to the second round of the Madrid Open. The British tennis number two beat Susan Lehmans yesterday. She'll now face the Ukrainian 24th seed Marta Kostyuk next.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Should be largely dry and sunny today with a few showers later for Wales and the southwest of England. Quite mild, 17 degrees is the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've had some wonderful winners this week. We were just chatting off air. So we had a nurse on day one. Then on day two, lovely lady who, she does customer services for women who have just given birth.
That's right.
And now we've had a teacher.
Yeah.
So we've had somebody who, you know, delivers babies, somebody who looks after the women who have delivered babies, somebody who, you know, educates the aforementioned babies. And I was just saying off air that to complete the circle of life, tomorrow, ideally, we get an undertaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Be nice.
Yeah.
It's Coldplay tickets tomorrow.
Oh.
I can't imagine. Do you reckon undertakers listen to Coldplay?
Do you know what? They might do. Ghost Stories was a bit down, album-wise, tone-wise, you know.
I can't work out if I was an undertaker, whether undertakers listen to really morbid, depressing stuff.
Yeah.
Or whether they need a real pick-me-up. Like, maybe they like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, that's true. They might need him, I think.
I'm always like that. I never know if goths are vegetarians or eat nothing but meat.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tricky.
I can never quite work it out.
Tricky.
Hello to Bryce, who sent a lovely message. Hi, Toby and gang. First day I've woken up in 2 years without feeling mentally horrible. All the tunes that you've put on today has been quality so far, so thank you, putting a smile on my face.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a lovely message. Well, Bryce, I hope you have a wonderful day from here on out as well. Hello to Ben. Toby, as you're such a big deal, can you pull some strings and get the Radio X signal better in North Wales? Before you say to get the app, my phone signal's rubbish too. I don't have that sort of power.
There's no button, is there, we can press for North Wales. Have you got a North Wales button over there?
I don't know. I don't know what any of these buttons do.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
I can only apologise. Apparently our winner on day one, according to everybody, was a trainee doctor, not a nurse.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Dave in Derby says, Toby, are you doing a list this morning? Yes, because yesterday we did the top 9 most milked mammals.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I think we should do a top 9, shouldn't we?
I think so.
Okay, well, there you go. Dave, you know, the people ask, the people get. To be honest, I'd completely forgotten. I think I tried to blank it out.
Yeah, it's just Dave asking, really, as well.
No one else has asked. Dave has texted twice.
Has he?
Yeah. Dave is desperate for a top 9 this morning.
I love it.
And my God, we're going to give it to him. We don't know what that list is going to be on, but we'll find something on the internet.
Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks and I've had it with this game. I'm breaking my back just to know your name. But heaven ain't close in a place like this. Anything goes, but don't think you might miss. 'Cause heaven ain't close in a place like this. I said, heaven ain't close in a place like this. Bring it back.
Is what you would call a Marmite radio presenter, because you either love him or hate him. Also, he's very bitter, smells bad, and is not nice to look at. Radio X.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind f**k America. Now everybody do the propaganda and sing along to the edge of paranoia. Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien mission, where everything is meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow, we're not the ones that meant to follow. Though that's enough to work you.
American Idiot.
We've had a couple of undertakers get in touch. Not the guy from WWE.
That would be weird.
Yeah. I was just wondering what music the wrestlers listen to. what music the wrestlers listen to. Yeah. Undertakers listen to. And, well, there's no rhyme or reason, because we got one message in who says that their boyfriend is an undertaker. That's got to be weird. How was your day at work?
Yeah.
Not great, I'll be honest. But he listens to Metallica. But we've also had a text from an undertaker who says, hello, I am an undertaker, and I can confirm that whilst, yes, I do listen to heavy metal and rock, I also love a bit of Sabrina Carpenter and cheesy pop here and there.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Have a great day. All the best.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I would say have a great day to you, but I mean, I guess a good day for an undertaker is if they're not busy.
I suppose, well, I mean, a lot of them love it, though, don't they? They love that job.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Exactly.
I just more mean that if they've got a busy day,
yeah,
it means loads of people have died.
Exactly.
You don't want an undertaker to walk in first thing in the morning and say to the receptionist, you know, how is it? Oh, there's loads of them in there. Yeah.
Six of them in the back there.
All came in overnight.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened.
I've been rushed up a feet. I haven't had time for a sandwich, really.
What you really want is really quiet today.
Yeah.
Barely any. Oh, not last Tuesday. Whoa. I didn't get out of here till midnight. Now.
Drop a lot of flies. Sorry, Tobes.
I'm snowed under.
Yeah.
It's always the busiest time of year. yesterday, I don't know why.
No, I don't.
We ended up doing a list, which was the top 9 most milked mammals.
Somebody texted in something about sheep.
Yeah.
The whole thing escalated, didn't it, rather quickly.
It all got out of hand.
I was using the search engine Bing. Morning, John Shaw. He's a big fan of Bing, whenever I talk about it. And that seems to throw up different results to everything else that's out there.
Well, because they're the
mainly
results
Google.
2007, that's exactly. Why.
Yeah.
So you've got another top 9 for us this morning?
Yes. This is not a milking one, but this is animal related again.
Okay.
So I have a top 9.
Okay, well, what are you going to treat us to?
These are the top 9 animals you can ride.
Oh.
Start number 1. It's different how most people do it. Number 1, obviously, horses.
Horses.
Yeah, featured number 7 in our milking chart, by the way.
Down 6 places from milking.
Straight in at number 2, donkeys, similar to horses, really. They were number 8.
The thinking man's horse.
In the milking stakes. Camels. You can ride camels, obviously.
I've ridden a camel.
Yeah, in between the humps, I guess. I've never ridden one. Number 5 in our milking chart, that one. Elephants. You can do it. I don't know if it's cruel.
I've ridden an elephant in Thailand.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't know if do they like it, the elephants?
Didn't look delighted about it.
Okay, number 5, reindeer. If you can catch them, you can ride them. I think we said yesterday, if you catch them, you can milk it. If you catch them, you can ride them. And that was number 9 in our milking chart yesterday. Now, ostriches. You can ride an ostrich.
I've ridden an ostrich in South Africa.
Okay. Number 7 is llamas. Number 8, yaks. Number 6 in our milking chart. And number 9, alligators.
Alligators?
So in the 1900s, alligator farms, kids used to hop on and ride them around.
What? Why did we stop that?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I guess the lot of children got eaten.
at least the undertakers had loads
of
work.
That's true.
Franz Ferdinand, Bar Lonely on Radio X. Thanks for that, Dom.
Oh, more than one.
It's hard to get out. It's hard to get out when it's so dark. Hard to look out. It's uncertain, but the curtain won't draw itself. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Where can you go when no one knows your name? No one's glad that you came. Far lonely, it's so close. It's on the corner of the Golden Guy. You know the owner and he knows which shot is the usual for you. The memories he will remove from you. He'll be taking everything you can lose by the end of the night. Of the night.
But the curtain fell when you were away.
This week, Toby Tarrant is filling in for Chris Moyles on Radio X. That's got to be the biggest downgrade since Jeremy Clarkson replaced that other guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I
the girl on Radio X at 8:22 on your Thursday morning. Good morning, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. The weekend tomorrow, which is all very, very exciting. And I hope you're having a brilliant week so far. I like a bit of No Doubt.
Me too.
Just a Girl banger, Don't Speak banger. It's My Life, probably my favourite.
Great song.
It's My Life, the music video where she goes around. There's a lot of murder on the show, I'm aware.
Yeah.
A lot of death.
Yes, there is, actually.
I'm not trying to
be. Quite macabre.
It is a bit. Mm. But she goes around killing each member of the group individually.
Oh, is that that one?
And it was that was her announcing that she was going solo.
Right. Right.
So she kills each member of the band.
Yeah.
And then basically that's her way of saying, by the way, I'm going to do this on my own from now on.
Yeah.
If you were to sum up this morning's content, you'd say undertakers who had a busy night, lots of people died, kids getting eaten by alligators and animals that you can ride, says Damien and Woolwich.
Sure.
When you say it out loud...
Can't argue with it.
He's listed no lies there. So, thank you, by the way, Dom, for your lovely countdown.
Oh, you're welcome.
Of the top nine most ridden animals.
Good to do nine sometimes.
I've ridden a weird amount of them.
Yeah. You've written like half that list, haven't you?
Yeah, let's go through it again. Horse.
Yeah, so horse. Have you
ridden? I've ridden a horse.
Right.
Didn't enjoy it, but I've done it.
Donkey?
Don't think I've done a donkey.
Camel?
Ridden a camel.
Yeah. Where were you when you did that?
Turkey?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Elephant?
Ridden an elephant. Thailand.
Reindeer? No, you sure?
I mean, I'm Norwegian, but even I don't think. And I have had some pretty drunk nights in Oslo, but I don't remember getting on a reindeer.
Ostrich?
Yes, South Africa. Terrifying.
I bet it was terrifying.
They're rapid.
You know, Johnny Cash almost got killed by an emu.
He did.
He got stamped on by an emu.
He did.
In his zoo.
Yeah. My mate Rob was also on an ostrich alongside me, and he got so scared, he tuck and rolled.
Did he?
Yeah, he jumped off and just rolled around.
Because they stamp, don't they? They stamp a lot if they're not happy.
They're so quick.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was going about 30 miles an hour.
Jeff, this stupid question. If you're wearing an ostrich, do you have to wear a crash helmet?
Well, I think you should, but because it was South Africa, they were very lax about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was just there in a T-shirt and shorts and flip-flops on the back of an ostrich. Imagine that.
Imagine that. What a way to go.
You can stand on an ostrich's egg and it won't crack.
Right.
They're the strongest things in the world.
That'd make him even more angry, though.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's why they chopped my mate Rob off.
Llamas?
Never. I don't think I've even seen a llama.
There's llamas around the corner from where we live. Next time you're over, I'll walk you down there.
And I'll jump on the back of one. Yeah,
they're either llamas or alpacas. Nobody really knows.
No one knows.
A yak?
Never seen a yak.
And alligator, I imagine not. That completes the list.
I've touched an alligator's foot in the wild.
Have you?
I swear.
Where were you?
So Ipswich. I was in South Africa.
Right.
If they're lying and their feet are pointing forward, don't go near them.
Right.
Because they're in a position where they can strike. But if their feet are back, just flopped, you could literally go up and slap it in the face and it wouldn't even care.
Really?
Yeah, because they need to eat every few months.
Yeah.
So the guide who, in hindsight, it was just a bloke, could have been anyone.
Yeah.
But he told me this.
Right.
And
he
walks up and waggled its tail.
Really?
And then he goes, do you want to touch it? And I went, yeah. And I went up and I slowly touched his foot and it was most terrifying. And I was just holding it. I was touching his foot going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Terrifying. Amazing.
If the RSPCA are listening, by the way, Toby doesn't endorse slapping alligators in the face.
No, I'm saying you could, if its feet were backwards. You shouldn't.
No, that's it, shouldn't.
You could.
No.
Again. 8:26, The Last Shadow Puppets, The Age of the Understatement on Radio X. The brilliant Mr. Nick Helm is going to be joining us for a chat in just a sec.
Decided to sneak up away from your stomach and try your pulse and capture what seemed all unknowing and candid, but they suspected it was false. Of her brigade in order to tame this relentless marauder, move away from the parade. She was walking on the tables in the glass house, endearingly bedraggled in the wind, subtle in a method of seduction, sweaty little
Shadow Puppets, The Age of the Understatement on Radio X. I've told a fib, Dom.
Go on.
I did ride an ostrich. I didn't touch an alligator, apparently.
What did you touch?
Apparently I touched a crocodile.
Ah.
Don't get alligators in South Africa.
Oh, right.
It was one of them.
Crocodile, though.
I know.
I've never touched one.
No. And good. Yeah. Sam, who's doing some plumbing in Essex, says, morning, guys, just to get serious for a minute, if you were to put a bow tie on an ostrich, would you put it at the top of the neck or at the base?
That's really good.
Thank you for making things serious. I think it's got to go at the top.
It's got to go at the top, isn't it?
It's got to go at the top.
Just under the chin.
It's got to go at the top. Don't, by the way, again, if you're listening, RSPCA, don't put bow ties on
it. Don't do this.
On any animals. But if you were putting a bow tie on an ostrich, you'd go at the top.
Top, yeah.
So Nick Helm is going to chat to us in just a sec. Very funny, the brilliant comedian Nick Helm. You will have seen him, if not doing his stand-up, then on everything like 8 out of 10 Cats and all those sort of shows. You may have seen him getting spanked by me over the course of a week on Richard Osman House of Games as well. That's another thing that I have touched. Crocodile and the Richard Osman House of Games trophy, which Nick Helm never has. He's never touched it.
Yeah.
So we're going to chat to him. He's got a new show coming